Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for October 8th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. Today we have an episode basically giving you all the latest and last minute details before tomorrow's Google Pixel event. First up today we have the Pixel Slate, which we basically got leaked images of over the weekend, showing everything that we pretty much need to know about the physical look of the device. We also got a first look at what looks to be a first party keyboard, so that's interesting. In terms of pricing and other of the minutiae of the specs, we still don't know, but we'll definitely find out tomorrow. Also on Pixel 3, we also got an early hands-on with the Pixel 3. Interestingly, Engadget called it a first look, but it is definitely not that. But we did get to see in high def the Pixel 3 once again, 3 XL rather. And we got to see how the screen looks to be in better quality, and we also got to see some more details about the camera app. Also, we got more photos we obtained ourselves of the Google Pixel 3 XL retail box, instruction booklets, and we got more photos of the settings app and installed apps, which confirmed a few tiny little details, including the return of the Pixel Visual Core and also a separate app for the Pixel Stand. Also today, our Ben Schoen wrote a guide on how to trade in your old Google Pixel or Pixel 2 for the most cash to get ready for tomorrow. And also this morning, a Pixel 3 fabric case showed up at Target. It looks to be a case specifically made for the pink sand version of the Pixel 3 and 3 XL that we expect to see tomorrow. Finally, you can head over to 9to5google.com to check out our full roundup on everything we expect tomorrow, including everything we know about the Pixel 3, Google Home Hub, Pixel Slate, potential Pixel Book 2, Pixel Buds 2. And you can also check out Damien's video over at youtube.com/9to5google for a full roundup. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer 1-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.